Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm Executive Director here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I also am one of the co-hosts here on Beyond Damascus radio show here on St. Gabriel Radio. Tune in on Saturdays. And today we're reflecting on a gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 31 to 47. This is a long reading, but it's so chock full of goodness, so we're going to pick it apart piece by piece. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there's another who testifies on my behalf, and I know what the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's." John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while we were content to rejoice in his light. But Jesus has a testimony greater than John's. Do we have confidence, brothers and sisters, in the power of Jesus' testimony? Do we believe, in fact, that Jesus' story is a story worth telling? And especially today, sitting in the midst of a world that is upside down, do we have confidence that the words of Jesus have the power to speak where other words have failed? "The works of the Father gave me to accomplish," John continues. "These works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent." You do not believe in the one whom he has sent. If we have confidence in the power of Jesus' word, if we have confidence, if we have faith in the power of Jesus' testimony, I would ask us to ask ourselves, are we actually living our lives as if what we believed we proclaimed was true? Am I living my life today believing that if I have faith in the Son of Man, that I can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it'll move, and nothing will be impossible for me? Or am I in the midst of global strife put on the defense again? Right? Have I adopted a mindset that the light of the world is more powerful than the light of the Lord? Let us be reminded that we have faith in the power of the Son. We have faith in the power of the name of Jesus. John continues, "You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them, but even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life." Oftentimes when I'm teaching here at Damascus, we teach about the idea of surrender and that the true power of a testimony is to model surrender. I know even for me personally, these last couple of weeks have been a week where surrender has been very challenging. You know, there are moments where I've just been stricken by panic, but I've been reminded that the name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has power, and I need to surrender myself to him. How do we do it? Well, we say, "Jesus, I believe that you are powerful, and I hand my burdens to you. I place my burdens on the altar, Lord. I take captive these thoughts. In Jesus' name, I give them to you." John continues, "I do not accept human praises. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you'll accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from another and do not seek the praise that comes to you only from God?" Here it is, friends. The hardest thing for us to sacrifice is control. We surrender when it's convenient. We sacrifice when it doesn't hurt too bad. let us give it all away. Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you've placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But you do not believe in his writings. How will you believe my words? Saint Jerome said, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of God. Do we place more value right now in the words of a newscaster than we do in the Word of God? Do we believe in the power and authority of the Word of Jesus? Let it be done in us, God. We surrender all. This has been a reflection on John's Gospel, chapter 5. I'm Aaron Richards at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Have a great day.